Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Fully, fully acknowledge the true meaning of believe. We can do anything. Now I wanna tell you this story. First of all, it's a blessing to see Pastor Johnson, Sister Frame, praise God. Pastor Jones and all of you, we appreciate you to the highest. Praise God. But I like to say that there was a story that I'm reminded at this moment, and I did a revival in Knoxville about 3 weeks ago. All right? And I was teaching on belief, not to this depth, but I was teaching on it. And after service one night at the Sony's Big Boy, the pastor said, "Brother Bob," says, "your message this week reminds me of an incident that happened a few years back." He said that on Christmas morning, you know how they bring the toys out and unwrap the toys. And so this 3 or 4 years old, or maybe 5 years old, I forgot the exact age. But the child saw this little thing there, and she had never seen one before. And it was a little red wagon. So she asked her parents, she asked her mother, she says, "What is this?" She says, "What is this?" And so the mother said, "This is a red wagon." And she says, "Oh?" She says, "What do you do with it?" She said, "This wagon will carry your toys around. So put all of your toys on the wagon, and they will carry your toys around with you." She says, "Oh," just so excited. So she loads her toys up on the wagon and walked about 8 feet away from the wagon and turned and put her hands out and says, "Come, wagon." And the thing rolled up to the child. The mother didn't tell the child that she's supposed to pull the thing. She told the child that the wagon would carry her toys around, and she believed mommy. This thing went on for about 2 or 3 days. And they called in ministers from the local churches to cast the demon out of the wagon. Finally, a psychologist came by and said, "It's not really in the wagon at all. Your daughter seems to have psychological force that make that thing obey her command." They said, "What happened? What when it first started, what happened?" And the mother told her. So she asked me, "What was it?" I said, "It would carry her toys around." The doctor said, "Did you tell her that she had to pull it?" She says, "No." She said, "That's why." Come on. They could not accept that. So finally they were able to pray for the child. They stopped praying for the wagon and started praying for the child, and they finally got it stopped. We are talking about believing. You see why Jesus said, except you become converted first, then as a little child. He said, first you need to change the way you think. The way you think, you need to change it. And then start thinking as children. Other than that, you will in no wise enter into this power. How many is with me tonight? Well, they stopped it after they started praying for the child. Because it wasn't in the wagon. It was in that 4 or 5 or 6 year old. 5 year old, I think. Between 3 and 5 years old, the child was. She believed mommy. You said, Brother Barbara, what happened there? Believing does not move on the things outside of you. It moves on the things within you that cause an effect on the things that are outside of you. We're getting ready to give you some scripture here. But this blessed me. That child, she just believed mommy. And the psychologist told the mother that. They says, lady, the mind is capable of doing all things. What did Jesus say? Some things are possible to the believer. All things. Come on now. Can't y'all see what is actually happening here? We need to get away from our old way of thinking. Come on now. Because we has been taught logic. It's got to be explained. It's got to be understood. It's got to be proved in a very sensible way. Other than that, it don't supposed to happen. Come on. I want you to think about this. There she was. When the wagon rolled up to her, it did not scare the child. Because mama told her that that's the way the wagon supposed to react. The parents almost had her. Well, the mother, I don't think the father was home at the point. I think he had to work or something that day. She called him. Said, this wagon has a demon in it. So he got off work. And they would ask the little girl, tell the wagon to move. And she would say, go wagon, and the thing go. Oh yeah, that's a devil. They tried to do exorcism on the wagon, and nothing would happen. So they called this psychologist now, and he said, it's not the wagon. He said, it's your child. Children don't know any different. Their world is real. We are the one who live in the false world. Look how the children play. They have their little make-believe playmates. To them, they real. We are teaching on believing. What is believing? Trust. Are trusting. Then what is trusting? You not only trusted in your thinking, you trusted in your heart. So what is your heart? Your emotion. You have to not only believe it in your mind, but experience it emotionally. And when that happens, that is what you call believing. Am I making sense? This thing is powerful. It is very powerful. And it works. I like to take my time because we are here to learn. Am I right? St. Mark. Chapter 9 and verse 23. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believest. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believest. You know, I hate to say this, but it's the truth. The Christian is the one that don't believe. The Christian is so caught up in the letter. They can quote Bible all day and don't believe a word of it. But see, when we begin believing this thing, my God. Now what did Jesus just say? To them that believe that all things are possible to them that believe this. But the question is tonight, do you really sincerely believe? And we talked about belief last night being absolute convinced. No second thought. No butter by. When you are absolute convinced within you that it is. You said, well, how do we get there? Simply by making up within your mind that you are going to be there. When you mean it within your heart, you're going to believe and work on it. Come on, meditate upon it day and night. Keep seeing it in your mind. I must believe. I've got to believe. I have to believe. It's a must. It's my life. It's life or death. I must believe and keep dwelling on that. And the next thing you know, that thing is going to kick in. And the next thing you realize, you will believe. When the man of God said, he meditated upon his word day and night. He wasn't talking about something he read out of the 10th commandment. Deuteronomy the 30th chapter and verse 14, it says the word is in you. What is the word? The promise. I meditated upon thy word day and night that I may not sin against you. Error. You know the real sin? The real sin is falling short of God. And how is that? Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. And that which is not of faith is what? Sin. People don't want to hear this. They want to hop all night on these other things and miss the real issue. What about the issue? I told a group of people, I says, you need to bring your congregation into the light rather than bickering day and night on what they are doing in their secret. Somebody say amen. Come on. Give those people something. I learned one thing. When you feed people right, honey, they won't leave. I remember years ago I seen a movie that Richard Pryor had made. Forgot the name of the movie, but he broke into this place. And something, he had to get some secrets or something. And this big, huge German shepherd walked up to him. He reached in his coat pocket, pulled out a candy bar. I think it was a Fifth Avenue. Put that candy bar in that dog's mouth and pat him on the head. The dog walked away. You feed them, they'll love you. Now that dog was there to protect the company, but whoever feed him is okay. What I am seeing tonight, believing, is when you become absolute convinced within you. Yep. Nobody can change you when you are at convinced. You try to work on people that are convinced that they're right and they just as wrong as two left shoes on a horse. Whatever term you use. Two left boots on a horse. But they are convinced that they are right. You can't tell them nothing. You can see in their eyes that I'm not going to change. You ever seen them people's eyes? I will not change. Mm-hmm. You know why? Because they believe that. Why can't we become convinced that God is, and He is all that He say that He is? Like that little girl. When that wagon rolled up to her, she did not fear it at all, because mama said it's supposed to be that way. The mother, she almost had to really do a house cleaning after that. But the baby didn't faze her. That's what the psychiatrist or the psychology told her. She says, lady, that child believed. And when she believed, she thought positive and not negative. And so therefore, she created negative condition, because she know it's supposed to act according to her command. And she believed it and she made it possible. My Lord. Come on now. Can you imagine what you can do tonight when you begin believing? So what happened, Brother Bob? There is two worlds. There is a little world, and there is a spiritual world. Believing creates an interaction between both worlds and causes you to use the spirit world to manifest in the natural world. Now this is some dangerous stuff here. This is dangerous. You know why? Because God don't want everybody seeing this. But that's what that child did. She created an interaction between the spirit world and the natural world, and caused those things that wasn't to be. And those things that appeared to be world become subjected to that was not seen. Good God Almighty. Her little mind has not been polluted by the laws of logic. Oh no, mama. You mean I got to pull it. It can't come unless I pull it or do something. She didn't know about that. She believed mommy. We need to believe God. That child took her mother as her word. We need to take God at His word. She acted upon mommy's word. We need to act upon God's word. She trusts mommy's word. We need to trust God's word. But the question is, do we really? This message tonight is the keys of the kingdom of heaven. If we really take this message in and believe it, all things will be at our fingertips. I had a dream years ago that the saints, the true saints, is going to be rich. They'll have money where they can feed people, give people money, sometimes pass out $100 bills a half a day. That's coming to pass. You know why? Because we're going to learn how to believe. Now, what did Jesus just say? Let me read it again. St. Mark, chapter 9, and verse 23. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. The man owned up to the fact that he liking something. But he said, he made this statement. He said, I believe that you can help my unbelief. Do y'all understand the nature of this message? We can do all things. Come on. The power is at our fingertips. The only thing that is missing is simply believing. Do y'all see this? You know what? I would not talk to this depth to just anybody. Because there are people that can believe this. You know why the people into witchcraft have so much power? Because they are put through ceremony where they are actually forced to believe. They go through what they call initiation to make them believe. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? And when those people come out, they make those demon forces work for them because they believe that it's going to happen. We need to have the same thing among the saints. And I've been thinking about this through the day. We're going to establish a program, schooling, for the devoted Christian just to teach how to believe. Faith is no problem when you believe. All faith is when you act upon what you believe. But believing is the foundation. Can y'all follow me tonight? This thing is powerful. And believe me, it works. So years ago, I was shown a dream. And man, I got up and told that. Oh, no. I said, the Lord showed me that all the saints are supposed to be rich. I said, how can you feed the hungry, clothe the clothesless, take in those that are outdoor, visit those that's in prison correctly, when you yourself have no clothes? You don't have a place to stay. You only got one biscuit. And that's eight people out there need a piece of it. You done backslid it because they didn't want a piece. Am I right? You done got mad already. Well, my God, I ain't got none. Am I making sense? So what is he talking about? We supposed to have it. That's another thing we need to start believing, that we supposed to be rich, rather than believing that we don't supposed to be rich. Well, Jesus said, blessed are ye that are poor, for yours is the kingdom of heaven. What do you mean yours is the kingdom of heaven? Notice this again. Blessed are ye that are poor, because yours is in the kingdom of heaven. Have you come into the kingdom of heaven? Have you come into the spirit? Have you come into the knowledge? Have you come into the light? So you are rich now. Don't worry, when you come into the kingdom of heaven, you will have the power to get riches. My God. See, people misinterpret it. The Lord said, we ain't going to have nothing in this world. We're going to get it all on the other side. I told a group of people one night, I said, I'm on the other side. No, they're talking about when you lay out there in the front in that big box.
I told a group of people, I said, honey, they buried me shortly after I accept Christ. Come on. That old way of thinking is in the grave. Covered up with a big tombstone on it, written, shall rise no more. Because when that boy rise, he hidden to me. Come on. And you ain't careful, he'll rise. And there are people out there that can get nasty with you and make him rise quick. Make him rise quick, you'll start seeing a vision of a 357 Magnum or a 44. And you don't want to get like that, because when you start seeing a vision of a gun, then the old man unrolls. There are people out there who do it. Honey, that song, I Shall Rise Again, it's supposed to be Jesus, which really is us, which we have already. But sometimes that song can go for that old man. Come on. He'll get upset, get mad, and want to rise up. I mean, not only sit up in the coffin, stand up on his feet. But we are dealing with faith, and we're getting ready to pray. But this week through Friday, we are teaching on belief, and each night we're going deeper and deeper, because we want you to understand the nature of believing and how to believe. Because if you believe, you automatically receive. Somebody say, how to believe and how to receive. You receive it by simply believing. Everything that's already done. Jesus isn't doing anything new. He did it 2,000 years ago. We are just late believing it. Everything was done 2,000 years ago. Somebody say amen. It's us. It's us. We are just late believing. I never forget the testimony that this woman told, and she had this dream or this vision, this giant building. Looked like it was in a strange land. And so this building was biggest, looked like to me the building was bigger than the city of New York. But the strangest thing about the building, the wall was pucker. Like whatever was in it, it couldn't hold all that was within it. And that was all different sized doors. Some doors looked like to me it was almost a mile long. So there were some doors that was real small. As she stood in this vision, that was an angel appeared. And she recognized he was an angel. She walked up to him in this vision and said, what is the meaning of this building? The angel said, follow me. I'll show you. In this vision, she followed the angel. And they walked up to the building. And the angel proceeded to open the door. There was no lock on the door. Open the door. And when the door came open, it was one of the bigger doors, not the real tiny one, but one of the bigger doors, and a whole big yacht just fell out of it. And the building was loaded. And she said, what is this for? The angel turned and said, it's for the saints. But they haven't had enough faith to receive them. It's already yours. He said, everything in here have your name on. You know what she saw? She saw her own. Can y'all imagine that? She saw her blessing, but the angel said, they just haven't had enough faith. I believe strong enough to receive them. Yachts. Yachts. She says she can see homes inside of this place that went beyond the imagination of the architects. There was not one that could have conceived the wisdom to draw such things. She seen those homes. She said, cars, all kinds of cars, plane and everything. It was in there for her. Do y'all understand what I'm saying tonight? God done already bless us. It's already in store. It is already waiting. You need to believe it to receive it. When you leave tonight, I want you to realize the only thing that is standing between you and your blessing is simply believing God. And I have you to know I'm not only teaching this, but I'm thinking too. It's already ours. Anything you can dream or imagine, it is already yours. I don't care what it is. If you can dream it, it's already yours. What did that verse just say? I'm getting ready to pray. But I want you to think about this. If thou canst believe, common. If thou canst believe, that's the if. Then he went on to say, all things are possible to him that believeth. How many believe that these words is Jesus? You believe that? Look like we have something that we have to work with there. If thou canst believe, pause. Then he went on to say, all things are possible